Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too, or heading over to mark-narrations.com and picking out your favorite podcast if you prefer that format. And let's crack on with today's first story. Today's first story comes from Just Another Gunner, who says, 18 male, my parents found out I have a girlfriend, 18 female, and they demand that I end it. I've been with my girlfriend for a little over a month. She's the first girlfriend I've ever had. Prior to her, I'd only kissed one girl. I come from a very religious and conservative background. We're Christian. My parents are church elders, and the word of God is absolute in our household. Growing up, wasn't allowed to date girls. If I had done and they found out, there would have been hell to pay. The hell has finally materialized. I'm fortunate that I'm away at university. I'm not even in the same country as them. I'm from Kenya, but I'm studying for my undergraduate degree in the United Kingdom. I only arrived a couple of months ago. My girlfriend is from Norway. We stay in the same dorm. I'm very shy and introverted, and when I arrived initially, I kept to myself. She is like the total opposite of me, very confident and extroverted. She would drag me out of my room when I tended to isolate myself, forcing me to interact with other people and to explore. One thing led to another and we started dating. These last few weeks have been the best of my life. Honestly, I've never been so happy. My girlfriend is beyond amazing. Like I wrote, I come from a very strict and religious background, an upbringing that didn't allow dating or sex before marriage. I lost my virginity with my girlfriend. Initially, with my faith, it was difficult to reconcile with, but I realized I couldn't live in my parents' shadow forever, and I'm now content and at peace with it. However, it's not so simple. My parents found out about my relationship. Before coming here, they were clear that dating was off limits, that it was something I should do only when I graduate. They found out about my girlfriend and I because of Facebook. I was tagged in a photograph by a friend and we were kissing. The pic went onto my timeline and someone from my church back home saw it. That person told my parents and it was game over. My dad called me in a rage. What made the picture worse was that it was taken in a bar. I don't drink, but that night my girlfriend and I, along with a few friends, went to a bar. They were drinking and I wasn't, but the table we were sitting at was filled with alcohol and because of that, my parents also thought I was drinking. Oh man, I caught so much hell. They have demanded that I end the relationship. They made me feel like the devil. They wouldn't even let me explain or get a word in. They said if I don't end it and if I don't stop drinking, they will turn their backs on me. And the TLDR said, I hate lying. It's something that goes against my upbringing, but I thought it long and hard and came to the conclusion that since I'm so far away from them, I can just tell them that I have ended it. They won't know. My dad has told me that he will require proof that I ended it. He still hasn't figured out how on earth I'm supposed to do such a thing. He said he will get back to me. Any suggestions? Now, I think for me in this one, the religious and the cultural background for OP and myself is going to be like wildly different. So I think whatever I say is going to be like very, very easy for me to say, because like I would come into this one and say, you know, you're an adult, you can do what you want. If you want a girlfriend, you absolutely go for it. You're an adult now, you're 18 years old, you can make your own decisions, you're living in another country, getting your own education. But I know that's very, very easy for me to say. And that's pretty much what another comment said. Going Tree Free said, lucky for you, you're 18 and not living under their roof. Just because they demanded something doesn't mean you have to do it. Dating is normal at 18, and if you want to do it, so be it. Live your life how you want, especially abroad at uni. You ain't getting this time back. And then OP did reply to that one, said, thing is, they are paying for my education, and that is something they are using as leverage. Which then brought me back to OP's TLDR, which says, you know, that they can, OP could just tell them that they've ended it and basically lie until they've graduated and then basically do what they want. Is that the best option going forward, I wonder? I'm not sure. Or would it be possible for OP to find a job and fund their education? I'm not sure how much that would cost, so you have to take that one with a pinch of salt. Or potentially the third option, but I couldn't really see this changing anything from the wording in this post, is to maybe try and discuss it with them, what's been going on, and tell them the truth that you haven't been drinking, you know, and that you are truly in love and all that kind of stuff. But again, I'm not sure if that's the wisest idea, but just one that popped into my head. I'm sure many of you in the comments are gonna let me know about that one. Or Serafina may already do that, which says, this is very common with conservative religious parents. Typically, no one has luck changing their parents' mind. So the options are, one, live by their rules until you are financially independent of them, or two, lie. Pick your poison. Huni says, some thoughts on how to get financially independent from your parents. There was a poster recently in another sub I read who was in a similar situation to you, with parents threatening to cut off her tuition. Her response was, rather than working on paying tuition herself, to double up on classes and take so many credits that she was able to graduate in 2 years instead of four. I don't know if that's possible for you, but it might be worth looking into. It's possible that it would be more attainable than paying for tuition by yourself would be. Cobalt Chardonnay says, I am biracial and I grew up in East Africa. The advice I can give you is don't post on social media. Change your settings regarding people tagging you on your timeline. Second, talk to your girlfriend regarding the whole situation. From similar experiences certain friends of mine have encountered, the SOs didn't comprehend that certain parents are different regarding dating, etc, etc, etc. As for your parents, mention the relationship is over. Keep your relationship to yourself. Don't share it with friends from church, nor friends from back home. It will somehow find its way to your parents. And one more from Salt Shaker Cat, who says, a bit late to the party, but I want to share some advice since I was in a similar situation a little while ago. I'm gay, and my girlfriend is an international student. Her parents are kind of controlling and want to know what she's doing literally all the time. Also paying for her education, obviously. Our situation was a bit different because they never knew about the relationship in the first place. We didn't put anything on Facebook or any social media and told all our friends what was going on in either private messages or in person. I specifically told my friends that they couldn't mention her name to anyone because she didn't want to risk her parents not being supportive. Your parents are hundreds of miles away, like hers, which makes this tons easier. Since they know you are dating, I'd tell them you broke up with her, get rid of your relationship on social media and let your friends know what's going on so the information doesn't somehow grapevine back to your parents. Have a conversation with your girlfriend too about what she wants to do. I had a hard time being hidden from my girlfriend's family at first. It was a hard thing, even though I knew it was for the best. One more thing, if your parents are anything like hers, they might be crazy about checking where you are all the time, constant phone calls and going through your messages. My girlfriend made an Instagram account to talk to friends her parents didn't like and blocked them on everything else, then logged out of her Insta whenever her parents checked her phone. Just keep something like this in your mind if your parents insist on somehow checking you're not still dating. Good luck, OP. I know how this is, and I hope everything works out. So then OP did come in with a update, which said, my parents recently gave me an ultimatum. Break up with my girlfriend or face them turning their backs on me, prompting me to drop out of university. They are very conservative and religious Christians, and they said I should only date when I'm done with school. Growing up, I wasn't allowed to date at all. Prior to my first girlfriend, I'd only kissed one girl. My parents have always been very strict and unrelenting in what they think is right and what they think is wrong. Sex before marriage for them is an absolute no-no. I come from Kenya, but studying for my BA in England. My parents found out I had a girlfriend due to Facebook, and yeah, I learned from that mistake. Big time, and they flipped. My dad called me and told me to break it off, or else they would stop paying for my BA, and I'd be forced to drop out and come home. Initially, my plan was just to lie to them. They're thousands of miles away, and with me being much more savvy with Facebook privacy settings, in the aftermath of what happened, The chances of them finding out I was still with my girl were slim. However, that didn't come to pass because I got very pissed off by what my dad demanded of me. He required physical proof that the relationship was over. Over the weekend, he called and demanded that my girlfriend should record a video of herself. I'm a shy and reserved person who has always been obedient to my parents, but for the first time in my life, I stood up for myself. I've never spoken back to my parents before, but on that day, I did. I told my dad that he wasn't living in the same universe as everyone else, and there was no way I would humiliate and degrade my girlfriend in such a manner. That such a proposal was insane. He then started screaming and shouting at me, characteristically so. I cut the line. He tried calling again. I answered and he continued shouting. I told him I wouldn't talk to him until he started acting in a civil manner. I hung up again and didn't respond to his calls. He then sent me a string of angry messages saying he will stop paying for my tuition and that I'm not his son anymore. My mum called me a few hours later and she imitated my dad's angry rhetoric. But I calmed her down and we spoke. I told her that I absolutely love her and my dad and that I'm grateful for everything they have done for me in my life. But I stress the fact that I'm 18. I'm a man living in a completely new country, absorbing a completely new culture and making my own way in life. And that I'm old enough to have a girlfriend. I told her my girlfriend makes me happier than I've ever been. Then she got me out of isolating myself in my room during those first weeks when I was too shy to meet people and make new friends. She continued to object and went to the extreme justification of her reservations. Pregnancy. Going so far as asking whether we had slept together. I told her that respectfully. It's none of her business. After that, she hung up.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For me, I didn't hear from my parents until yesterday. It was my mum. She said she and my dad will continue paying for my tuition, but that they are very disappointed in me and they regret sending me off to Europe to study. That it was better for me to go to a Kenyan uni. She added she raised me to be a better man and that the path I'm going down isn't right. I was planning to go to Kenya for the Christmas break, but with the way things are, I don't think I will. My older sister lives in Seattle and she said I'm very welcome to stay with her over the Christmas break. But that will probably be too expensive of a proposition for me. My girlfriend is Norwegian and she said she would love it if I spent Christmas with her and her family back in Norway. Her parents would be cool with it. Norway is a much more realistic destination for me. It's much closer than the States and thus much cheaper. TLDR, I'm not gonna lie, I kind of feel bad. I mean, I'm happy that I stood up to them and it was such a relief. However, some of the things my parents wrote and said kind of stung. Was I wrong in my approach with them and how should I approach them regarding our relationship in the future? Now, what OP did wasn't easy at all to face their parents the way that they did. But it got me sort of like fist pumping when he was doing it, you know. And I really don't think OP has an easy path in front of him either. There's going to be more hurdles that get in his way. But I think this is such a positive step for OP. At least I really, really hope it is. And, you know, they get the education that they really want and continue to strive to be independent for themselves, their own man. And it may be the Reddit in me in this one speaking, but when you said about going back to Kenya for Christmas, I was like, ooh, is that such a good idea? What if you can't come back after that? It did have me worried, I got to say. But I don't know if that's the case or not. I don't know if that's an unfair thing to say. But what do you guys make of this situation? If you was OP, how would you handle it? Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below. And let's move on to another story. And our next story comes from Colopop, who says, am I the asshole for not paying for my son's friend's childcare? My friend and I employ a nanny, Poppy, for our 2 and 6-year-old. In her contract, Poppy states she'll host the occasional playdate while on the clock for the same rate, $28 an hour, but only one extra child at a time and for no more than 3 hours. It also can't be a consistent thing, or she required to be paid a separate child rate for the child. We are careful to follow said policy, along with the rest, as we love her and want to keep her on. Our 6-year-old has a friend, James. He comes over for a few playdates during the school year. He has a single mum that works crazy hours, so a few times this summer, we've paid Poppy more to watch all 3 kids. It amounts to $30 an hour, which quickly adds up. But it was worth the investment occasionally so Nanny could focus on the toddler while James and our son played. Recently, James' mum approached us and said that her summer care fell through. She asked if Poppy could watch him 5 days a week for 8 hours a day. We asked and she said this was a nanny share situation. Would have to each pay 2/3 of her salary, which rounded up is $20 an hour per family, $800 a week per family. This would be a better deal for us anyway, so we were down. We told James's mum and she said there is no way she could afford that. We offered to pay $30, leaving her to pay $400 a week. She said at that point, it'd be a better deal to stay home. She asked why can't we pay it all? To help her out, we offered alternatives, sending her links to summer programs that care for school-aged kids on a sliding scale. She said that most of them are filled and the 2 that aren't are also too expensive. It'd be an extra $480 a week to do this, and while we can afford it, it just doesn't seem financially responsible. Nor is it our responsibility to pay for this child's care. We were worried about what this will do in the long run. We ultimately told James's mum no. She started crying and said she doesn't know what to do. She can't bring him to work with her and can't afford care. She said we were being selfish with our money. Are we being assholes? Now, it was a not the arsehole from the title, and it continued to be a not the arsehole. You was more than generous with your money throughout this. And then when you got to the very end and she said that you were being selfish with your money. Yes, of course you're going to be selfish with your money. It's your money. It's not hers to be using. So it's an absolute not the arsehole. And I do feel sorry for anyone that's stuck in a position where they're having to work their ass off to try and afford childcare. Where childcare is just like super expensive, and where it becomes counterproductive to even work because you're just paying for childcare and getting to spend no time with your child either. That's got to be incredibly difficult, but it sort of lost me in the entitlement at the very end here. And that's not me bashing on, you know, the price of childcare or whatever, you know, these people got to get paid as well, you know. But I know a few people that, you know, that are single parents and they work all the hours that they can. In some ways, it'd be easier for them to just not work, because then they could look after their child and still have some income. But if they do go to work, sure, they get some more social interaction, etc., etc., but all their money just goes towards childcare, so it becomes counterproductive. But yeah, it's a not the arsehole from me in this situation. But Faith, Hope, Joy and Peace says, not the arsehole. The other child's mother broke rule number 1. Don't count on other people's money for them. If she can't afford childcare, there are government programs that can assist her with that. Some churches have programs or can recommend a retired older woman in their church for the job. A teenager that she trusts may be a better option, or a college student on summer break who is an early childhood education major. She can contact the school, and the school can send out the announcement and she can set her own rate. She saw you with a private nanny and just assumed that you could pay for her child too, without exhausting all of her resources. That's just wrong. It's arrogant and entitled of her to call you selfish. Another guy says, not the arsehole, childcare is expensive. I understand you paying for the playdates because it would be like her dropping them off at a friend's house and their mum watching them. What she is looking for is full-time childcare, and that is not on you in any way. I fully believe she knows it also and is just frustrated with the whole situation and lashing out on you. I would bet on her not meaning it, but you were there when she was feeling it all crashing around her. White Staunton says, not the arsehole, just do the maths. Depending on which country you live in and how long the summer holidays are, you are talking thousands of dollars that could be put in the fund for your children's university education or into your pension. It is not your responsibility to financially support other people's children. Time's passing, says Not the Arsehole. On what planet is this woman living on that subsidized nanny care isn't good enough? You literally offered to pay some of her childcare expenses, and because it wasn't all of it, that wasn't good enough. Wrong sub. You meant to post in r/choosingbeggars. Also, info request. What was she paying before that was less than $400 a week? OP replies saying, I honestly have no idea. She told me she had a babysitter. I'm assuming she no longer wanted to pay her, or the sitter quit and she can't find someone willing to accept whatever low rate she was at. Nickel Pickle says, Not the Arsehole, but the cost of childcare is a serious issue. Well, it's not your responsibility to provide childcare for her child. I get why she's frustrated. Everything is going up but our paychecks. Hopefully she figures something out, because $3,200 a month is just crazy. A lot of families, including my own, couldn't afford to pay that much for childcare. And one more from Chuckin, who says, Not the Arsehole, and for fuck's sake. I really get peeved at people who use the word selfish to try and force their sense of entitlement upon others. I would straight up tell her this. You know what? I do not mind that you asked if we could make some accommodations, and in fact, we were able to come up with some options. It is unfortunate that none of them are as amendable as the circumstances that fell through. However, first of all, childcare for other people's children is not our responsibility, and that anyone would assert otherwise is highly offensive. Secondly, we did offer to subsidize it, and to have that rejected with an insult claiming selfishness is entitlement, an insult of the highest order. So absent an apology for that. Consider not only is the offer withdrawn, but also that we aren't able to socialize, period, until this matter is addressed. If you find us to be as objectionable as you claim, then you won't find this to be any sort of loss. Basically, how dare you? Now, what do you guys make of this situation? How would you deal with it if you was OP? Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below. Now, a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, support, and time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so much for getting involved. And hopefully, I was just about to say, and enjoyed the stories, but hopefully enjoyed the stories. I always feel like I'm just chatting to a couple of mates here when I'm talking, so you have to just excuse the laid backness. But thank you so much, and hopefully I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys, and much love. I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Yum, yum, yum. Let's go. See the sun shining from the windows. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I know that today'll be a good day. No, no, no. Okay, I know that today'll be a good day. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Baby.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.